views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hello, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the You can find our shows at thetruthis.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. And so the energetic shifts are still available through what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. And it is my pleasure to share this life-transforming information with an opportunity to delete energetic weaknesses that you can start into possibility. Love to hear from you. Feel free to call 1-800-02819. On my show, I have a very, very wonderful woman, Cindy Lee Yelland, who I've been working with for 6 or 7 years now. And Cindy Lee has various physical challenges to inspire others to unleash the goddess within through the dance. One of her sisters meets once a week to encourage women and some brave men to dance to the music in their souls. After having surgery to have her entire spine fused at the age of 13 and being told she would be in a wheelchair by the time she hit her 30s, she surprised everyone with her determination to conquer many obstacles and prove them all wrong. Cindy dances as the angel on the loose with her 8-foot-tall wings throughout Western Canada. She also has an extensive background in counseling women with abuse, addiction, and incarceration issues, as well as her training in crystals, feng shui, and psychic readings. She is now taking flight with the dragons from Tales from the Vector. Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Oh, thank you.
Good
to be here.
Yeah, you're my head dragon sayer.
Yes, I am.
And boy, the dragons have been keeping us busy.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know, we have a seminar coming up, Call to Dance. It's the first seminar that I'm teaching in this unique way. And we do have that coming up on March 17th. We have a free demo. If you're listening right now and you're in the area of British Columbia, in Kelowna, British Columbia, God's country, and also home of Ogopogo, the water dragon. we are having a free demo on March 17th from 7 o'clock till about 9:30 or so, because then we're heading to the Gator to go dancing together with the group. And so we just are doing a lot of preparation for that. And, you know, I've been working really hard. You're going to be giving probably about a 1 hour talk on feng shui. And that's what this show is about today. You know, feng shui. So let's talk about that. How important is it?
Well, it's pretty important because your environment that you live in is kind of a reflection of what's happening in you. So if your whole house, everything is all cluttered, then your energy tends to be cluttered as well.
Not only that, you tend to gain weight.
Yes. Yeah, that's not the fun part about it, eh?
You know, and every single show, like since I had Sharan on, like that's probably only like 3 shows ago. But you know, when you're doing the Hair on Fire before the seminar live event, you know, running around, getting things ready. Everything has to be perfect. You know, people flying in from around the world. It really, really, it is. It's been a busy, busy time for both you and I. And we, yeah. you know, but Sharan decided that we should pick a card at the beginning of every show and kind of give, you know, like that to pick up like what the tone of the collective influence is right now. And the card that came to mind for me right away was the Isla card, you know, the reckless, and that's spelled W-R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S, reckless abandon, which is about decluttering. Tell us about that.
Well, I was just going to say, of course, that's serendipitous because in my workshop, I've chosen three cards to use on the Bagua map. The Bagua map is what we use to sort of superimpose over your home so that you can correct the energy.
So when you say a Bagua map, because when I've studied Feng Shui quite a bit, but mm-hmm. like, you know, like you're like a fountain of knowledge. And so the Bagua map, why do they call it like a Bagua map? Where does this come from? Like, what's a Bagua map?
Bagua.
Bagua, sorry.
Bagua. Ba meaning eight and gua meaning areas. So eight areas.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So that's
now you're speaking English.
yes. Well, the eight areas are like your wealth and prosperity area, your love and relationship area, your health and family area. There's eight areas on your Bagua map. So in doing my seminar with the beautiful dragon cards, I tried to choose three cards that could be used in all areas on the map to correct. So, and one of them is reckless abandon because she's the clutter card. So that one, before you can start to make changes and get your energy flow, well, you have to clean the clutter. That's the first.
And you know,
step
I talk about this a lot. How important the physical environment is. And so,
yeah. Clutter is stock energy. Clutter is the accumulation of all the things that no longer hold value in your life. So you need to, well, we all need to clear that.
Yes.
To clear that. If you have items in your house, if you don't love it, if you don't need it, or if it doesn't support you in who you are in your life right now, or if it holds any kind of negative thoughts, memories, or emotions, you have to clear it. Pass it on to someone who will like it. Because clearing that clutter awakens all the chi or energy in your environment and in yourself.
And, you know, it's so, so important that we don't recognize it. You know, I've always, as I said, I'm aware of Feng Shui. I'm very more aware of it than the average person, but I haven't gone into the in-depth study of it. Energetically, I can pick up weaknesses within people's environment, just like when I talk to them on a phone. When someone phones me for a consultation, it happens so often that I just laugh now. They'll say, I don't know what happened. But ever since I booked this session, I've been cleaning my house.
Right.
And I cleaned out the garage, or like, oh my God, I actually cleaned out that drawer in my kitchen that I've been wanting to clean out for 10 years. And I don't know, like I was obsessed. I got up at 3 a.m. and I had to do it. And I'm like, yeah, that's what, when people are clearing energy in their bodies, like if they have a physical disease or if they have like emotional disease, those little things that are around our house that we just get so used to seeing every day, we don't even notice anymore. You know, we don't even notice the effect that looking at that, it's a gift from some aunt that died like 10 years ago and we never liked it, but we didn't want to hurt her feelings. And it's still sitting there like right on the mantle in our living room, you know, and this is what we're talking about. Starting to know
that can be a trigger too for you. Every time you look at that, you think, oh, you know,
yeah.
It's not on a conscious level, right?
Yeah. This is all like on an energetic level. What you have around your home, what you have in your environment influences you way more than you recognize. Yeah. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful, beautiful dancing guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland. And when we return, we will come back and we have a few callers that have been patiently waiting. We'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Cindy Lee Yelland. Cindy, do you want to just share your contact information?
Yes, I have a website. It's angelontheloose.com, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. Shoot me an email.
And what is it's angelsontheloose.com or .ca?
Yeah, angelontheloose.com.
Oh, angelontheloose. That's yeah. Very fitting for you. We have a couple callers here that have been wanting to get some card readings and talk a little bit to us. So we're going to take the first caller. This is Josh from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Are you there, Josh?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. We just had some snow again last night. You know you're in Canada when you're leaving Vancouver and you're tired of the snow.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I just saw someone on Facebook saying, I'm trying to fly out and we have snow in Vancouver again. It's like a normal thing now, you know?
Yeah.
What can we do for you today?
Okay. What I'm interested in is, I have a very sick cat right now, and I'm just wondering if you guys have any suggestions and things I can do. Like, he's very sick, and he's been sick for a couple of months now, and he's gotten to the point where he's quite weak. And
okay.
I guess my question is there,
okay,
do you have any suggestions Go ahead.
Yeah, I do have, like, a lot of stuff is coming in from your cat right now.
Okay.
I have a few questions for you, but first I want to get a baseline. I like to get a baseline for where you're feeling about your cat right now. On a scale of 0 to 10, how upsetting is it to see your cat like this? 10 being
the worst. Like 9 or 10, like.
Yeah. Okay, so Cindy, you know, we have a card for pets, right? And actually, we do have two cards for pets, or three, but the one that is coming to mind right now is the intent. It's a karmic space of intent, and it's the card where Elle is enchanting garden. And how old is this cat?
He's 11 or 12.
Yeah, I'm just getting your cat is thinking about making a transition here.
Yeah.
And what's bothering you, what I'm getting is that it's like you want to do right by him.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
What's your cat's name?
Moose.
Yeah, what's his name?
Moose.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen you to... Moose. I thought you said mouse. And Cindy, it's kind of funny because this cat is like kind of making a joke that you named me Moose, but I could have been called Mouse. Was he a good mouser?
He loved mice. Like we got him with his sister, and his sister was an incredibly good mouser, but he would always steal the mice and then guard them with his life, and like getting the mouse away from him was like a battle.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like your cat's making his transition. And I don't mean he's so blunt, but getting that it's important for you to recognize this. Because when we have animals, that's what this card is about. We have such good intentions when we get a kitten, you know? I just got a kitten.
Yeah.
And there's so much work, and we love them so much. And, you know, a lot of animals aren't that well-loved. A lot of animals end up, like, at the Humane Society, or they get bought as a Christmas present, you know, and then they're dumped, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's why we have so many strays. We have so many cats out there that are not treated well, that are not loved. Mm-hmm. And your cat has had a very good life. And what's coming is that your cat, I don't know, I'm getting that there's a lot of transition in your family.
Very much so.
You in particular are going through a major transition. I'm getting your whole family's going through a major transition. And the cat just doesn't want to really have to deal with you people anymore. I'm not saying that to be mean.
No.
I'm just saying that the cat's ready to go.
Yeah.
And what's important here for you to have closure, for everybody in your family to have closure around this cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's important for you to recognize that sometimes there's a time to really look after an animal, and that's when they're ready to leave. And it's the same with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this with my dad in the hospital for 4 years, and he used to say to me, could you just shoot me? Like, if I was a horse, they would shoot me.
Yeah.
And there's a certain point where the quality of life is just not there compared to the suffering. And this cat has, like, you've done, I'm getting, you've done, like, have you done everything possible that you can for this cat?
I mean, I would say that I feel like I haven't done enough. But I'd say for where I am, I've done what I can.
There we go. Okay. So Cindy, you've been through this.
I have. 3 years ago, my cat, who was a beautiful, wonderful cat. I had her for like 12 years and she made her transition too. And it got to the point where exactly where our caller is at, where there's nothing else you can do except just be there while the cat is going through the transition.
That's why I'm being so blunt today on the radio show with you.
I know exactly. Yeah. I know exactly how you feel, caller. I know exactly because it's exactly the same in exactly the same position where I've had the cat forever, and you know it's really hard to let go because you know you love that animal so much, but there comes a time where she just was done. She was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I had this happen with my Afghan hound, Moxie. One morning, like she always would come and lay at the floor by my bed. And you know, I was living in a two-story house. And this one morning, she wasn't there. And I didn't realize that, I didn't notice, you know, I got past the point of noticing that I was correcting this dog, everything first thing in the morning, because she was 13. And that's really old for an Afghan hound. And she was still running around and chasing squirrels like she was a puppy. You know, the day before I put her down. And, but she just didn't show up in the bedroom that morning. And I went and I checked and she couldn't get up. And, you know, I realized that I was trying to shift her energetically and she refused. And that was the first time in like years that she had refused my energetic shifts. And it was, that's when I knew it's not in her higher good to be on this earth anymore. And so what I did is I phoned the vet and they had an opening that day at 1 o'clock and I had her put down at the house and I held her and I loved her and, you know, and it was very hard, but at the same time, I knew I was doing the right thing. And this is where I'm getting that you could use some closure yourself, Josh, is that there's a certain point where you've done everything you can and it's now up to the being. What their journey is. And there's got to be a certain amount of respect for that. And so I suggest to people when they get to this point, and I'm testing with your cat, that your cat's ready to go energetically and that your cat doesn't have any regrets. You see, animals don't think like we do. They don't say, oh, I wish I had another 10 days, you know, to get the bills paid before I die. You know what I'm saying? They just love us. And the best thing you can do for this cat right now is love him and just love him and love him and love him. And then when you're ready, you'll know and he'll be ready and then you can let him go. And I always do this with my animals and for other people. We're just going to strengthen everybody who's going out there right now that's going through a similar experience. We just want to strengthen that. You to the cat back to you. All the purposeful communication between you and that animal, everything that you've shared. Everything you love about that animal, everything that that animal loves about you, we're going to strengthen that. And we're just going to strengthen that. There's no need to suffer or struggle anymore. There's no need for you to feel bad. There's no need for the cat to feel bad. 100%, if this cat wants to come back to the family in some other form that's a little bit easier to deal with right now, lots of animals will do that. And I always welcome all my animals in this way, you know, and invite them back. You know, could you please come back not as a Afghan hound that needs to be run 40 times a day, you know, come back as a slower animal, something like that, you know? So I just want to check in with you. Where are you on that scale right now? 0 to 10.
Probably about a 5 or a 6. One of the things that really strikes me is that Moose was really like there was a time in my life where you know Moose was really there for me, you know, and he was kind of like you know, I don't want to say my only friend, but he was like you know, just like a very, like I relied on him a lot.
Yeah, felt like it though, didn't it?
Yeah, and I guess what
okay,
I'm...
so what I'm going to do, Josh,
yeah.
Picking up a little bit, but what I would like to do is if you would hang on, and Cindy and I'll okay. work on this during the break because we got to take a short break because I'm getting okay. a few more shifts that I could do for you and you're going to feel way better when we come back. And okay. So this is Colette Marie Stephan and we're talking about one of the most challenging things for a pet owner to go through here right now. And I want to thank you, Josh, for calling in. Cindy and I are going to work on this during the break. And when we come back, we'll see how you're feeling about it and strengthen everybody out there that, you know, is moving through this time with their animals. It's very challenging, but it's also full of a lot of possibilities. We'll be right back after this short break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-S from the Vector.com, for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And we have 19 new ones for the upcoming seminar. We're busy packaging those right now, right, Cindy?
Yes, we are, all night.
All night long. And so you can check that out at my website if you're interested in attending the free demo. It's from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in Kelowna, B.C. And also the seminar runs on Saturday and Sunday. And so all that information is on my site, www. www.thetruthisfunny.com. Also, I have an aftercare program, which is called Float Your Boat, and that is connecting with me once a month by phone, and you can do it month by month, or you can sign up for the entire year at any time. Like every single month, you can sign up. You can try it out, you know, see whether you like the teleconferences. And basically what it is I take calls from people, they send me their issues, and then I work on it, and I use the group synergy to work on the energy behind it, and, you know, boost everybody to each other so that we all have a stronger way of presenting ourselves out there in the world. But Cindy, I want to get back to our caller here now.
Yes.
And Josh has been waiting patiently on the line. And this is something that we were talking about, you know, when you have an animal that you love dearly and they're making their transition. And it's really unfortunate that animals have such short lifespans compared to us. But on the other hand, you know, that's part of the reason why they're here for us, is to teach us about life. And so you had some words of advice for Josh, and then we're going to check in with him and see how he's feeling now. What did you want to tell Josh, Cindy?
I think I had a similar situation with my cat where, I mean, my cat is always there, and because I was home a lot, there was a little bit of feelings of guilt at the end, because at the end I was away more than I was at home. So, you know, but your cat understands that. Your cat,
yes.
You know, it's not his only job just to be there for you, right? He totally
yes.
understands that. So it took me a while, too, to come to grips with that, too. And I can understand.
Yeah, and so I just want to check in with,
right?
Yeah, and it's a guilt of not, like, it's so hard to watch someone you love suffer.
Exactly.
And this is going back for Josh spiritually. All the times in all his lifetime that he's had to watch the people, pets, beings around him suffer, and not wanting to have to deal with that anymore is what's coming up. And so we just strengthen that. Been working on this energetically. I just want to check in with you, Josh. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Josh? Yeah, okay. So take a deep breath. And, you know, what number are you at?
About a four. It's interesting that you guys both said about guilt. That was the one thing that I wanted to bring up, was that I feel very guilty that he was there for me when I needed him, and that now as he's gotten sick, that I haven't been there for him like the way that he was there for me, you know?
I understand. So we're just going to, I feel this big wash of love coming from your cat, and I want to share something with you about dogs and cats that I've learned, because I've worked with dogs for years and years and years, and I've had many pets, and dogs are very loyal. They'll take your crap on, loyal. But cats, they only hang around with people when they want to. And this cat is still there for you, is what I'm saying to you. This cat loves you dearly. You have no need to feel guilty. The cat has no issues around that whatsoever. This is your stuff, not the cat's. And so we're just going to strengthen you to this, because that cat is saying, hey, I could come back. Cats have 9 lives. You know?
Yeah.
The cat doesn't have the fears of death that people do. The cat is only living right now to be there for you until you're ready to let the cat go.
Okay.
That's all. So that cat is happy to be there for you right now in the condition that that cat is in. Until you're ready to let that cat go, that cat will be happy to be there for you. Still is there for you. And
yeah.
So this is why I'm saying this is such an opportunity for you to sit down with that cat and hold that cat and love that cat and tell it how much, you know, everything that you ever wanted to say to that cat. And let that cat know how much you love it. And let it return the love. That's all it wants to do. That cat wants to see before it leaves this plane that it's done its job and made your life brighter. And actually that cat is very strong to coming back as a cat again, as a kitten though, because it likes running around and playing with mice.
Yeah.
And that cat doesn't hate mice at all.
That cat likes mice. You know, it's so funny how it protected the mice from the other cat killing them. It might come back as a mouse, you know? Like, so we just strengthen you to that, you know, that, you know, that that energetically the transition happens on the physical plane, but energetically. And you'll, have you ever had another animal that you had this situation, Josh?
Yes. Yeah, another cat, actually.
And how, and what happened eventually?
Well, in the kind of like
I know
the,
it's really hard.
Yeah, in the first cat I ever kind of raised on my own was kind of the first animal I really bonded with, and she ended up getting real sick, and I ended up like waiting too long to have her put down, and to the point where she was like, you know, really like, you know, couldn't even purr anymore, kind of like was
this is the part that I wanted to really keep you on the phone here and on the show. Until we get you neutral to this, because I'm getting that a lot of people out there, like, this is such a hard thing. And what I'm like energetically, what I'm getting is that this cat is ready to make its transition. It has no problems with that whatsoever. None.
Yeah.
And it's not even sad to leave you because it knows it can hang out with you.
Cool.
And so we're just going to strengthen you to all the undercurrents that are happening in your life right now. Mm-hmm. And everything this cat has been for you, and everything that this cat is going to be for you in the future. And yes, that's a very sad thing. I've done that with my dog, with one of my dogs, where I waited too long to euthanize.
Mm-hmm.
And then she suffered. And I felt so bad about it because I just didn't notice. When I looked at her, I didn't want to see how sick she was.
Yeah.
And so that's why when people call me about these issues, I really like to make sure that you get neutral to it so that you can just let this cat go with love, because that will be your biggest regret, is if you don't let the cat go with love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not how you did it, or, you know, because now when you look back at the situation with your first cat, you recognize you did your best at the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you're doing your best now. It's just that the emotions around this are so intense that you're challenged to deal with them. That's all.
Oh,
so we're just going to strengthen you to recognize that you've been through this before, you have survived this, and that that you will do the right thing at the right time, and we're just going to strengthen that. Now, just go, like, take a deep breath again, and just what number are you at?
I don't know, about a 2 or 3.
Yeah. And so I'm going to strengthen your perception. And Cindy, do you have any last words for Josh?
My cat was very, very sick at the end. And when I realized that she wanted to go, I took her into the vet and they rehydrated her and gave her a shot so that she was not in pain and comfortable. And then I took her home for 3 days and said my goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice, is, you know, if she makes sure she's comfortable and she's not in pain, and, you know, say your goodbyes and then let her go with love. You know,
you bet. That's good advice. That's good advice. Because this cat, see, we can shift for this cat energetically right now, and I have been, to strengthen this cat on its midline and, you know, to get it strong, to not, you know, like, to feel better. But at the same time, I'm getting the cat wants to make its transition.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be, like, see, it doesn't have to be a real hard thing here. We're just going to strengthen you to that. And I'm going to strengthen your perception. And please do contact me, info@thetruthisfunny.com, and just let me know what happened with your cat. And thank you so much, Josh, for calling in and sharing this. It's very powerful what you're doing for other people who are going through this. And I just want to give you a big hug, you know,
thank you.
Energetically, like, you're doing good here. Just it's something that is challenging. And it's also a beautiful, beautiful thing if you allow yourself to feel the love. And so this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we do have other callers, Cindy, and we are going to talk about feng shui somewhere in here when we come back. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. 1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Cindy Lee Yelland on the show with me today, the feng shui expert. We were just speaking to Josh about his cat. And Cindy, I just wanted you to share some quick tips about feng shui for animals, because I know you have some.
I always encourage people to have a pet, because pets in your home make sure that there is no stagnant energy. Stagnant energy sort of accumulates in the corners of your, like if you have a square house, but a cat or a dog is constantly moving. So there is no stagnant energy in your home. Pets are.
I was laughing because I have dust bunnies all over my house because I have a kitten now. And anything that I didn't get under the bed or under, you know, like the heavy furniture, she's finding.
Oh, yeah. They drag out stuff and you're like, where did that come from? But pets are amazing for that. You can notice a difference energetically in someone's home if they have a pet as opposed to people who don't have a pet.
You know, and
I
so this
a
is
a huge difference in my home when my cat passed.
Yes.
Energetically, why?
Yes.
Because she had a job to do there in my home to keep the energy really good, you know,
moving.
Yes.
So that's really, like, to know that. And also what I wanted to point out to people is that a cat's purr or a dog's wagging tail has a very high vibration. And cats have a tendency to, like my cat right now, she's right here. You know, Pearl, she's always, when I do the radio show, when I do the radio show, she's like concerned. Did you get that issue? Did you get that issue? You know, and my kitten, she's just laying in the sun somewhere because she's like, Pearl's got it handled, you know. And so it's to have that high vibration in the home. But we also want to like strengthen like four pets. Is there a particular part of the house that is good for feng shui for animals?
No, I think they will go to where the energy needs the most help.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do readings in my home, and when someone really needed comfort that I was giving a reading to, my dog and cat would both sit right beside them.
I know, isn't it fun?
So they can help. They'd be like helping, they're sitting there, and they wouldn't be where, like, not disturbing the person, just far away so the person can't touch them. But it's like, you know, I'm going to help you with the energy.
And you remember when you were so sick and you were coming and I was working, doing energetic sessions with you. And then you would dance, you would be strong enough to dance after. The dog and the cat, like I had Alice still at that time, the dog and the cat were always like under our feet dancing with us.
Well, the cat was like weaving in and out of my feet, but not where I would trip, but just like, you know, yeah. It was
just
amazing.
Wanting to participate, yeah. But we do have other callers, and I know we're only going to have time for one, so I'm just going to grab this call really quick from Trish from... where are you from, Trish? Oh, from British Columbia. So, Trish, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Trish. Thank you for patiently waiting. can we do something? Can you tell us quickly what you would like to shift today?
Okay. I'm getting really, really, really bad pains in both knees. And I've gone to the doctor, and of course, I'm not... Yes, my knees.
Okay.
I'm not
okay,
sure.
So on a scale of 0 to 10.
I would say...
10 being like the worst. How bad pain?
15.
Okay.
10.
So how would you describe the pain? Is it like pounding, sharp? Does it feel like a knife? Does it feel like numbing? Is it...
Throbbing and
what is the word
swollen.
You would use? Throbbing? Okay. So, boom, right here, I'm getting 100%. You know, knees are about supporting yourself, about having to support yourself. And right away, I can feel that left to right, right to left, that you're leaning more on your right side right now than on your left. And it's causing, like, if I test it, it's like 45%, like it's about 35% using your left side, and the rest of the weight's being carried on your right side. Is one of your knees worse than the other?
The left knee's been worse for the last week.
Okay. So, Cindy, left knee.
Left knee.
Yeah.
Well, I think too, because it's a joint, it represents changes in direction in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the harder, the more resistance to change, the more you're going to have problems with those joints.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen that. For you, joining, because that's what I was getting, joints, and you know, you take the word join up, joints. Joining... it's coming up joining, like, life on a fun level. Does that make sense to you, Trish?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's coming up. It's like you're being pushed and pulled. And what's coming up is that you're putting yourself out there a lot of the time, like you have to be a man and leaning on that right side. That's your male, masculine, got to get her done, got to move forward in the future, got to pay the bills, energy. And as I'm saying this, the sirens going by. You know?
As you're saying,
oh, my God, hair on fire. Panic, you know? And so your body is telling you that you have a lot of thoughts that are disjointed about, it's coming up between having to carry yourself like a man and wanting to be feminine and joy and creative like a woman. And so we're going to strengthen that, that it's like a pull inside your body. So you've had these sore knees for how long now?
It restarted about a week and a half ago.
And what happened a week and a half ago?
My job situation.
There you go, because it's coming up. Yeah. It's coming up career again.
Is
what's coming up in your brain?
Going with the flow.
Yeah,
I'm getting.
Yeah,
so we're go with the flow and be flexible.
There we go. That's the Ajay card. That's the first card in the deck after the Source card, which
yes.
Also would be beneficial, wouldn't you say, Cindy, for health?
Yes, yes.
So what cards would you, like, just as a dragon sayer, what would you recommend to go to Tales from the Vector? Which cards to look up the information of? Give her three.
I would say the generator is number two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the going with the flow card, because this is what's happening, I think, with you is
yeah.
the change in the job, the all that sort of stuff. This is why your knees are. It's about a fear of moving forward too.
There we
right?
go.
It's about. So I would say, number two, the generator, go with the flow.
And also, what I'm picking up is like boosting that with the energy from the sun, and
yeah,
this is
number,
coming up also. You live
raw.
In. Yeah, you live in British Columbia. Trish?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Have you been noticing that it hasn't been very sunny here?
Yeah. It's not been nice.
Get some sun. Get out. It's nice out today. It snowed all night.
Yes.
It was
yes.
spring yesterday, but now it's winter again. And I'm getting that get out in the sun. It's coming up, the fear of rickets, actually. And I'm just, for you, drink some orange juice, like real good, high-quality orange juice, and get out in the sun, and I'm getting you'll feel better. And, like, walk. Get your body moving. We've run out of time. So, Cindy, we've got, like, about a minute for you to give some last words of advice to the callers, and I want to thank you, Trish, for calling in.
Thank you.
So, we got 1 minute, Cindy.
Okay, so basically, as it comes to feng shui in your home,
mm-hmm.
most of the clutter in your home also has an emotional and mental component. So as you clean out your house, you're going to feel better. The weight is going to be lifted, and you're going to be uncluttering your mind, your emotions, and everything on your inside as well.
I love it, Cindy. I'm so looking forward to this upcoming seminar and hearing all your words of wisdom there. I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be so much fun and empowering for people. We still do have a few seats open for that. You can check it out on The Truth is Funny, and we will be having another seminar, a layer one, in September. And you and I are planning on hitting up the Holistic Fair. If people are in the area for the upcoming months, we plan to be at the Holistic Fair and share this information there. I also just wanted to say thank you to all the listeners, and also just wanted to quickly give a plug to the Nectar Trail, which is borderfreebees.com/nectartrail, NECTAR-TRAIL. Check that out if you're in this area, because we're going to be planting flowers for bees. This is The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after next Wednesday, and looking forward to connecting with the audience again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos.
cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.